Am I here?
You are.
Mike is okay, on. You're there now.
Totally lost.
Gotcha.
Okay. I want to. I'm concerned, like Julie is too, but I'm also really concerned that we have the lack of money that all of our merchants and stuff are collecting isn't there anymore, especially for this year. I was going to suggest that we start looking at our sales tax and keeping that fund whole still for rainy days. I just feel that this year is not that year. On the $100,000, I thought it worked out really well last year. My feelings is that we should keep that there, but I'm going to have to, looking at this as a whole, go with Lisa's recommendation.
Thank you, Assemblymember Paul. Assemblymember Larrabee.
Lisa, what did you say we were receiving this year? It was 900 and some odd thousand from SRS.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please.
Yeah, Assemblymember Larrabee, that is our estimate. We don't have an exact amount, and we won't know that probably until May sometime, and then we won't probably get the payment until June. So that's an estimate on our part. But because we received 968,000 and change last year, we're estimating that it's going to be about on par with last year's payment. And last year's payment came in at about, less than that. And then because of federal rescission, and then Congress said, you're going to pay out the entire amount. So I don't know if the assembly remembers last year, we actually had to do a budget amendment to accept that difference that bumped us up from, I think, about 930 or 40 to the 986.
Assembly Member Larrabee?
Yes. May I ask a follow-up question then?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I would make the suggestion that and it only a suggestion that maybe we roll with the pretty much a close to $1 million, which would be nearly what we received from SRS this year, and the remaining amount, the 300,000 and the 100,000 for the CIP budgets out of our sales tax, just so that we're sticking with what we're receiving from the SRS and retaining some of that for next year or the following year as we fall on more difficult times.
So just as a point of clarification, Assemblymember Larrabee, what is the total that you're looking for out of the sales tax then?
If they're asking for $1.3 million, if we took $1 million out of the SRS, that would be $300,000 out of the sales tax.
You're looking to do $300,000. City Manager Von Bargen, would you like to comment on that?
Right, just to add to that, and the 100,000 for maintenance, Assemblymember Larrabee?
Yes, correct, thank you.
So 400,000 out of the sales tax fund and $1 million out of SRS?
Yes, that's correct.
And none out of the account, the additional account. So basically we'd be funding the $400,000 out of our sales tax. Do you have a comment on that, City Manager Von Bargen?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just, I'm sorry, I'm pulling back the agenda statement up. So if we took 400,000 out of the sales tax fund, we would have just over 900,000 remaining in that 28% portion allocated for health, education, health, and sanitation remaining either in that fund balance or available, some of it available for expenditure. If we go with the expenses that we have outlined in the agenda statement, plus the 400,000 that Assemblymember Larrabee is suggesting.
Assemblymember Powell.
Also, don't we have the school loan reimbursement? We had 268,000 last year. We're going to have that this year too. So isn't that going to come out of that same sales tax fund?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please.
Yes, Assemblymember Powell, thank you. So we have listed the expenditures, the expected expenditures for FY21, $268,250 for school bond debt, $30,000 for the pool school utilities, $5,000 for sales tax audit, and $70,000 as match for the Baylor, for a total expenditures in FY21 of $373,250. If we add an additional $400,000 to that, as Assemblymember Larrabee is suggesting, we would still have just over $900,000 in fund balance in that 28% portion of the sales tax fund.
Thank you.
I'm going to comment that that makes me nervous, but I'm only feeling nervous not because I have rational numbers or rational thoughts or a process behind it, but it's the unknown that I'm so afraid of right now. And my understanding is, although the city can, or sorry, the school can access the SRS fund, we're limited in terms of what we can access there. Is that correct, City Manager Von Bargen?
Right. So 68% of the sales tax that comes in annually is automatically transferred to the general fund for expenses. 28% goes to health, education, and education, health, and sanitation. And I believe the rest of it is roads related. And so those are the allocations. I suppose, given that we have uncertain economic times, the assembly, I'm not suggesting this, I'm just saying the assembly could pass an emergency ordinance or just a regular ordinance and change that allocation, whereby the fund balance we have available for roads could be opened up for general fund use if you wanted to do that. And I apologize, I don't have that right in front of me. We do have a healthy roads reserve or streets reserve in the sales tax fund as well.
Assembly Member Larrabee, I'm sorry, I saw your hand up. I spoke over you. I apologize. Please go ahead.
That's all right. I was going to comment that I definitely see the problem with that. Are there other anticipated costs that you could conceivably want to take out of that? I know there's a huge list of possibilities, but do you foresee things that would have to come out of that 28%?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please, City Manager.
So just to, I'm not suggesting this, I'm just giving you this information as to put things in context. So if we wanted to use a portion of the education, health, and sanitation money for solid waste, because it's specifically for sanitation, the annual sanitation budget is about $611,000, just to give you an idea. And we already know the cost for us to ship garbage goes up 3% a year. And we already know that we are we have to buy a baler. And I believe, I'm sorry that I don't have that figure off the top of my head. I think the baler and associated expenses with that are somewhere around $400,000 for everything that's needed for purchasing the baler, installing it, and the additional equipment needed to be able to run that operation. And that's not a nice to, that's a requirement in order for us to continue to ship garbage off island. So, you know, we could easily in the FY21 budget spend $1 million, more than $1 million for solid waste. And that's just to put things in context for you. I'm certainly not suggesting one way or the other.
I appreciate that, and I think the assembly appreciates you doing that for us. The other unknown is we don't know what the state's going to do to other funding streams and sources that we to typically rely on to fund local government. And
Mr.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I can tell you. So we are anticipating $373,000 in what is an annual community assistance payment that normally goes into the general fund as well. That's a 30% cut, and the governor cut the longevity funding of that program. So next year, it will continue to go down. It'll go down 30% a year until it's gone. So unless the governor decides to refund it or the legislature refunds it and the governor does not veto it, community assistance will be gone in roughly 3 years.
And it's those things that absolutely terrify me. Assemblymember Larrabee, again, I apologize for speaking before you. Go ahead, please.
I only just put my hand up. Thank you, Mayor Pisanka. I'm seeing the conversation here and understanding fully the perspective. And because we have much more control over how we spend that portion of the budget, I think you're correct in your fear of the unknown right now. And then I think it would be wisest, like the original suggestion, to take the entire amount out of SRS and at later dates, as the funding may or may not return, we can adjust those in sequential years. So I'd like to rescind my original suggestion and roll with the one suggested earlier. Thank you.
Thank you, Assemblymember Larrabee. A thought that I'm having here is, I'm sort of hearkening back to Dr. Lancaster and her channeling our own city manager in the one team, one fight. And that is a good battle cry for us right now moving forward in as a community. And I as all the fears that I have for municipal government, I have again, and sometimes even more, for the school board government and budget and the stuff that's coming down from the state. And I hope this doesn't happen, but I believe that we will be having discussions in terms of how we're going to even fund on an emergency basis moving forward, and getting creative with that. So for this year, I'm leaning towards wanting to go with the city manager's recommendation. But Assemblymember Decker, please go ahead. Julie, I believe you're muted. There you go.
I've been convinced in the discussions, and I'd like to amend the motion, which currently reads, move to approve FY 2021 Wrangell Public Schools local contribution. And I'd like to amend it by saying, in the amount of $1.3 million to come from Secure Rural Schools, plus $100,000 for maintenance to come from Secure Rural Schools.
We have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second it.
Been seconded by Assemblymember Morrison. Discussion. I have Assemblymember DeLong.
I just want to clarify that this is the full amount that the school is asking for. We are funding them for what they're being asked.
Yes.
Great. And I also agree with Von Bargen's suggestion and Lisa's motion.
Thank you, Assemblymember DeLong. Assemblymember Decker. Oh, your hand was still up. Okay, no problem. Gotcha. Any further discussion on the amendment to the motion? Seeing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Okay, on the amendment to the motion, Assemblymember Larrabee?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanka?
Yes. And now we have the amended motion on the table. Is there further discussion on the amended motion? Seeing none, poll vote, please, Kim. Oh, sorry. David, I'm sorry, Kim. Assemblymember Powell, go ahead.
I would like to have Debbie talk to Lisa about the carpet thing, just for that gets out there.
Perfect. I think that guidance is received. Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Okay. Assemblymember Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Okay. That was our only item of business for tonight. Kim, is there any further guidance or anything else we need to do prior to adjournment?
Nope, nothing.
I'd just like to thank all the school board members that came online tonight, and your president, Aaron Angerman, thank you very much. And all the school staff that wrote in and participated telephonically, we really appreciate your testimony. And again, thanks to the assembly. It's been a long couple of weeks here. I really appreciate you guys making yourselves available. So with that, we will adjourn at 7:18 p.m. Thank you, Kim and Lisa.
Thank you.